your neighbors who were instrumental in helping you figure out a way to have the person on your porch move on.
Mm-hmm.
These are the same two neighbors that you went to bat for in another experience you had with police. Is that right?
Yes. So a year and a half ago, I saw an ambulance across from my neighbor's homes. And later found out that the daughter was taken to the hospital because she was feeling dizzy, and her parents told me that she was convulsing. And when they took her to the hospital, she was seated in a wheelchair, and a nurse was taking her vitals, is what I assume, according to what the mom told me. And her arms flailed, either out of fear or maybe out of a physiological impulse. I'm not really sure all the details, but so what I was told was that...
So we're probably talking about like a nurse sitting with her, like with a stethoscope, listening to her heart or lungs, or like taking her blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then, so my neighbor's arms flailed, and mm-hmm. then the nurse apparently pushed the wheelchair out of the room and then called the police on her and said that, you know, my patient tried to punch me. So the cops came in. The police officers came and handcuffed her right away, and then told my neighbor's mom to leave because now she was in the custody of the police, and basically she would not, once she was released to the hospital, they would have to take her to the police station.
Okay. She's in the hospital, but now she's under police custody, so her own mother can't be with her.
Right, because... They said, well, she's over 18, so now you can't be in here with her.
Okay.
That was the reasoning, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then how did you find out about it?
So when I checked in on them later in the day, I could tell that my neighbor, the mother, was upset, and she was yelling at her husband, and then they told me their renditions of the story. And it seemed weird to me that neither of them really had a clear explanation of, you know, maybe what her rights were or what was going to follow.
Right.
They just said that they were going to wait for a phone call from the police, but were not given a real time frame. Basically, she just described the scene. Mm-hmm. And then she also said that her daughter definitely did not try to punch the nurse.
Okay, so she was there when the alleged...
So just the mother, yeah.
...event happened. In any of these conversations, like, did they have any idea how she was doing? Like, she was in the hospital because she was convulsing. Like, what about her...
No.
...her health?
Right, yeah. And as a healthcare provider, those were the questions that I had. So they were not given any information. They just said when... You know, the police will call you when she can go home.
And who is that coming from at the hospital? Was that coming from the police or from...
I think it was the police, maybe. I don't know if she ended up talking to the doctor or not.
Okay.
But I do work in this community, and I understand that if we do have patients who sound aggressive or... maybe sound threatening, then we do have to draw certain boundaries. So
yeah.
I just wanted to get more information because the story didn't seem fair. Or maybe they did try to explain something, but in her emotional state, she wasn't able to understand.
Yeah.
Which... is understandable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I asked if she wanted me to take her back to the hospital, and then I could try to get some answers.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amy, can I ask what hospital it was?
It was Episcopal Hospital in the Temple System.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we went to the emergency room. Then they have a security guard where you have to go through the metal detector and all that.
Sure.
And then,
yeah.
So they let me through, and then my neighbor was behind me, and they didn't let her through. So they already assumed that we weren't together
based right. on... Based on what?
Being of a different race, probably, or just different styles of clothing.
Mm.
Then, you know, I turned and I said, you know, why? She's with me. why aren't you coming through? And then... I told the security guard, you know, I'm here to ask some questions because this is the situation I was told and it seems unreasonable, so I would like some more answers. Is there